Welcome to the Next Step Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible, the amazing Mr. Drew Hunhausen. Drew, why don't you take it from here?
I sure will, Tanya. Thank you so much for that fabulous introduction. I don't think I can match Tanya's enthusiasm, but that was pretty awesome. As she said, I'm Drew Hunhausen. I'm also, they call me the No Excuses Blind Guy, and I help people learn to use gratitude, faith, forgiveness, self-help, and exercise to become all that God created them to be. But I want to say that right now I'm transmitting from Western Montana, where I'm at a family reunion at cabins on Salmon Lake. So there's probably only a slight chance that we'll get disconnected, but there is that slight chance because I am up in the foothills. So please forgive me for that if it does happen, but I am sure it won't. You probably heard from my title, No Excuses Blind Guy. You might have guessed that I am blind. You would be correct. I am also hearing impaired, with no hearing in my left ear and a moderate loss in my right. But I really want to tell you, my mission, my message goes far beyond being hearing impaired or being blind. And I really hope, I sincerely hope, that you will listen in till the end of my message to hear my inspiration and education. I want to start by telling you a little bit about my story. Up to age 11, I was a healthy kid. I loved playing baseball, golf, snow skiing, and I had just started roller skating. This all changed in 1998 when I was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. If you don't know what meningitis is, just simply, it's an infection in the meninges or the membrane that surrounds the brain and the spinal cord. In a blink of an eye, I went, as I said, from this healthy 11-year-old kid. I spent 3 long months in a coma. At the beginning of this time, the doctors called my parents in for family meeting and told them that I would most likely die, and if I didn't, I'd be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Well, my friends, as you can see, well, I guess as you can hear, I am not dead. I'm still alive. The doctors were wrong, and God had other plans for my life. Many of these plans I'm not too excited about, especially when I came home from the hospital. I was totally blind, hearing impaired, extremely weak, and scared to death. It took me 7 long years of physical therapy just to be able to walk again. I'm introducing myself in this way for a reason, not in any way to generate sympathy, but to make the point that we all face challenges at one time or another. You probably haven't experienced challenges as significant or the same as I have, losing all your eyesight and much of your hearing. But the challenges you have experienced are just as significant to you personally. You would probably also agree that the hand we are dealt in life is almost never the one we envision for ourselves, is it? What I have learned, and what I would like to impart to you, is the way that we face those challenges can really make all the difference. I want to switch gears here for a minute and give you a couple simple exercises that I do and you can do each morning that can help you wake up with an attitude of gratitude, a positive look on the day, on the month, on the year. The first one I just call movements. When you get up in the morning and your alarm clock goes off and you're tired, you don't want to get out of bed, get out of bed anyway, and stretch up in the air. Move around. Bounce on the balls of your feet. Whatever you like to do, do a couple jumping jacks. Just take 5 minutes to move around. Get the blood flowing. I think you will be surprised how this can just simple thing can change your attitude. Help you get going for the day. Next, sit down at your desk or wherever you want to sit down. And if you, by the way, if you want, you can grab a cup of coffee in between. And this next exercise is called the 10-10s. You do it on a piece of paper, on your computer, your phone, your tablet. Doesn't matter. Make two columns. In the first column, write down 10 things you are grateful for or thankful for in your life. For me, this is often things like the warm sunshine that's come through the window or the opportunity I have to be here at this family reunion with my loving, amazing family, enjoying myself, or the opportunity I had to talk to one of my good friends on the phone last night. Write these things down each day. It doesn't matter, big or small. And if you're like me, you're probably writing many of the same things down each day. Totally fine. Switch gears. And in the second column, write down 10 things you want to attract into your life, or maybe things you're praying for, or goals you have for yourself. For me, this is often, I want to schedule a new speaking gig each month this year, or I want to lose 10 pounds next month, or I want to experience more freedom, more grace, more peace in my life. Whatever it is, write those things down. As I said, big or small, my friends, what this exercise will do for you is it will help you focus on the things you want in your life rather than the problems you're having, the lack of things. Someone once said that it is impossible to be truly grateful and sad at the same time. Think about it for yourself. It is. I encourage all of you to try this exercise, the 10-10s, for 30 days and see what happens. If you want me to send you a template, I would be happy to. Just send me a message and I'll email it to you, get it to you right away. Now I'm going to switch gears again and ask you a question. I'm sure when you think about it, you would probably agree that in some way all of us are disabled, whether you're blind or in a way like that. It doesn't matter. All have things that we are good at, gifts and talents. On the other side of it, we are not good at, that we do not like doing, or that we just cannot do. When we can operate in a state, we will be successful. A few years ago, I was at my church. They had a bunch of assessments and different things that I gave us to figure out what we are good at, what's our purpose, what are we supposed to be doing with our lives. And it was amazing to me because at the end of the course, I found out what I was good at, what I was supposed to be doing, was called an exhorter. And what an exhorter is, it's someone who coaches, who helps, who ministers to people. And that's exactly what I love to do as an inspirational speaker, as an author, as a coach. There are many assessments you can take, psychological assessments, interest assessments. I encourage some of those things to really figure out what you might be supposed to do, what you excel in. Moving on, moving forward, I want to skip forward a few years or a couple years in my life. After I got sick, when I came home from the hospital, I was so weak. As I said, I couldn't even sit up on my phone. totally blind. I was inherent impaired. It was frustrating because I had to move my bedroom downstairs to the former dining room because I was weak, even navigate the stairs. I brought home the hospital bed. It was a push of a button. I could move that back of the bed up and down, up and down. And that was my sole entertainment for the longest time. Doesn't it sound like fun? Lay in bed a day under what the heck was I supposed to do with my life? I got golf, ski, water hockey, like I used many nights. I would go yell nothing up, get home me. To wake up in the morning, I need to set and no clue. This world was nothing for me yet. It was given. I was still here. The way we look at it. Just filled with products.
I